Hello, hello, hello. My name is Sam, and welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. Today, we are looking at a video by ASAP Science, and this video is called Is Your Phone Listening to You? And I'm sure we've all had these moments where we're talking about something with our friends, and we look at our phone maybe a day later or that night, and we notice that we have an advertisement related to the thing that we were talking about. And so this video is talking about, you know, was Facebook listening to me? Was, you know, whatever app, was my phone listening to me? So if you're curious, if you want the answer to that question, you should watch this video. And let's get on to the challenge. Our smartphones are with us at all times, but are companies and governments using them to spy on us? You may be suspicious for a good reason. So let's look at our vocabulary. First, we have the words company and company. I know I do this all the time. I pick two words that have the same spelling or a word that has two different meanings. So here, let's talk about these because the second one is not as commonly known. So the first one is company. Company. And a company, of course, is just like a corporation, an organization. You know, a big group of people that sell things and make money, basically. Like you could say Apple is one of the richest companies in the world. That's a company. And the other meaning that you may not know, you might know, but you might not, is referring to someone being around, someone's presence. So you could say if you keep someone company, that means that you are with them, you stay with them, and just be around them. That's keeping someone company. Another thing you could say is, if someone is good company, that means that they are nice to be around. For example, you could say, oh, Jim is such great company. That means whenever I spend time with Jim, I always really enjoy it. He's just such a nice person to be around. That's what good company means. Next, we have government and govern. So once again, people, most of you probably know the word government, right? The government is, of course, the big group of people that... that are in charge of a country, that run a country. And the reason I highlight this word is because I want to talk about the verb form that more people, once again, are not as familiar with. That's the word govern. Govern. And to govern is a verb. And essentially to govern is to run a country, is to, you know, carry out all the laws and regulations and everything that a government does. It's the act of doing those things, right? You know, carrying out laws and making new laws, starting programs and, you know, all that good stuff. Foreign relations, that's governing. And next we have spy. Spy. And in the video, it's used as a verb. So in the video they say, governments or companies and governments using them to spy on us. Sorry, that was the end of the sentence. Are companies and governments using them to spy on us? That sounds better. So spy in this case is a verb, to spy or to spy on someone. Remember, you can't say spy someone, it's to spy on someone. And then the word spy can also be a noun. So you could say something like, spies live very dangerous lives. That means that spies, people who spy on other people, they live very dangerous lives. Maybe they have to deal with a lot of crime and guns and all that stuff. Finally, we have suspicious and suspicion. So in the video, they say the word suspicious. You may be suspicious for a good reason. And what does suspicious mean? It means that you think maybe something strange is going on. So when in the video they say, you may be suspicious for a good reason, that means, you know, if you think that something is weird, you know, something seems strange about that, something strange about seeing such specific advertisements on your phone or on your computer, that means that this thought, this, you know, thinking that something might be going on might be for a good reason, right? That's a suspicion. That's, you know, thinking, this seems weird. What's going on here? That means that you are being suspicious. However, suspicious is kind of a unique word because it can mean kind of two opposite meanings. So if you are suspicious, it can either mean that you think something else is going on, either about a person or about, you know, some event, something happened and you're suspicious about it, or you can be the thing that is weird, or something else can be the thing, and you could also describe that as suspicious. For example, you can say, the new guy seems kind of weird. I'm a little suspicious, you know, suspicious about that person. Or you could say, that new guy seems weird. He seems kind of suspicious to me. That means that there's something weird about him. Makes other people feel suspicious, right? And so it can kind of mean two very different things that are related but are kind of opposites in a way. So, of course, the difference is determined purely by context. So if you say, oh, that new guy, I don't know, he seems kind of suspicious, obviously you're saying that he seems kind of strange or something's going on with him. And not that he thinks that, you know, there's other weird stuff going on. He's the weird thing in this case. I hope that makes sense. And finally, we have suspicion. Suspicion. And a suspicion is the noun form of suspicious. So if you say something like, do you know who did it? And then someone could reply, I have a suspicion. That means I think I have an idea of what is going on, or, you know, who did it or what happened. You could say, I have a suspicion. Anyway, that is all we have for today. Let's read our challenge one more time. Our smartphones are with us at all times, but are companies and governments using them to spy on us? You may be suspicious for a good reason. That is it for today. Today's question of the day is, have you ever been in this scenario? Have you ever seen, you know, some advertisement that was directly related to some conversation you had? Or, you know, did you maybe Google something on a different computer and then find that you found the same ads on your phone even though you weren't logged in or something like that? I remember one time I was in a hotel and I didn't log into a computer, but I was searching things on the internet on my computer or on the hotel computer. And then I got ads for those things on my phone, even though I wasn't logged in on the computer. So I thought that was pretty weird because those things could not be connected. Anyway, so do you have any weird, creepy, suspicious stories like that? If you do, please share them below with your recordings. That's all we have for today. Thank you, all of you lovely VoiceTubers, for listening to today's episode, and I'll see you guys on the next one. Bye!